Our phones are changing the way we shop. On Thanksgiving Day, Americans spent more than $4 billion, and more than half of those purchases were made on a mobile device. That's having an impact on the retail establishments we used to frequent. Joining us to talk about the evolution of retail shopping is Kathleen Kennedy. She studies retail and consumer science as an associate professor of practice in the Norton School of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Arizona. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning.
So how much of a drastic shift is this? Certainly people have been buying online for quite a while, but shifting to our mobile devices, what are you seeing there?
Well, the big shift is the rapid increase in mobile purchasing. For example, on Thanksgiving Day, mobile sales were up about 60% over last year. So what's happening is people are shifting to using their phones to shop, and that's changing how people shop, when people shop, and where they shop, meaning that you could be sitting on the sofa waiting for dinner to be ready on Thanksgiving Day and shop. So it's integrating shopping into our lives in a new and different way. So whereas store shopping, traditional shopping in brick and mortar stores, and e-commerce kind of lived happily together without a lot of real disruption for 25 years, about 3 years ago, mobile devices started to change everything about how we shop. We walk in store carrying our phone, and so we can immediately check prices without any intermediary involved.
How about the sitting on the couch aspect of it, Kathleen? I'm wondering if, does this make it more likely we're going to buy more things because it's more of a comfort zone? It's not even having to sit up at a desktop computer. It's sitting on the couch or being in the pool or wherever else.
Where, anywhere you are waiting for somebody to pick you up for a ride or sitting in, you know, in an airport terminal, you can shop. So far, there's no indication this is dramatically increasing how much we spend, just how we spend it, where we spend it, and how we relate to retailers. And that's a dramatic change. So 2020 will be the first year where store sales stop increasing. Up until now, e-commerce sales less rapidly, but continue to grow. And in 2020, we're going to see that flatten out in the U.S. for the first time. So we knew this was going to happen. And everybody pretty much could forecast that mobile was going to become hugely important. But what we don't know is what innovation is going to be inspired by the use of mobile phones and how that brings new technology into the shopping process.
Do you want to speculate for us? What do you think?
Well, I have my thoughts on it, I'm doing research on it right now, is that it's so unsettled, it's very, very hard to figure out how things will change. There's been, augmented reality has been talked about since 2011. It's not a major force. But one thing that is changing dramatically is using mobile devices to make better choices and decisions. So it could be as simple as using a mobile phone to get laser measuring and sizing, 3D sizing, so that you get a perfect fit, or to get the right shoe size, so that it'll help people and augment the way in which they make decisions. That's clearly happening. The other place that's where there's innovation happening because of the shift in retail is in the use of excess retail real estate. The U.S. has more retail square footage than any place in the world, and we have a massive amount of excess square footage, and that's actually creating entrepreneurial opportunities for people to revision what happens in retail spaces. So recently I saw an old Circuit City building that had been converted into an indoor zip lining facility. Changed into an entertainment space. We're seeing more unusual and non-traditional uses of old malls. For example, in Phoenix, there's a former Center City Mall that's now a healthcare center. So there's a lot of transitional things happening with these retail spaces where other forms of retail, and particularly in the service sector, are taking over what had traditionally been places we went to buy stuff. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Physical products.
Kathleen, finally, less than a minute or so, but I wanted to ask about those physical spaces. As people get less and less used to going to physical spaces, how does that affect customer service? Because in the past, people might go to a retail space because someone might have an expertise in a certain area. Now, if it becomes more of a place to just pick things up, how does that affect that relationship?
Well, so far, we're not seeing this we're seeing that there's an increase in order online pickup at store, but when people do that they walk around the store and still shop. So we're not seeing people stop shopping in physical stores. And that's one of the most, you know, surprising things perhaps, which is people who don't have a necessary need to go to stores anymore still like stores. So I've not seen any forecasts, and I certainly would not forecast stores are going to go away. Most shoppers are just changing how they use stores. So this Thanksgiving, for example, mobile sales were way up during the day, but after dinner, Thursday night, store traffic was up over last year.
Wow. Okay.
So people finished their dinner and then they went off to a store. So it's still a place to go, to do things, to buy things, to touch and feel products. The customer service side of the equation is a different matter. We've shifted to more self-service.
All right. That is Kathleen Kennedy.
Right.
She's an associate professor of practice in the Norton School of Family and Consumer Sciences at the University of Arizona. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.